will have to release the same shit in it. Do you understand? In order to, because it's following the pattern. It's, you know, it's just like if you go like this, you'll release a relaxing kind of dopamine in your body, okay? It's because it anyway,
even the recordings of Dave Ruzzi already did have that effect as recordings every time.
See, I've never listened to them, so. But I think we can do better. You know, I think I can go crazier and deeper. And, you know, I don't care anymore. I think the older I'm getting over all my anxieties. I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. Mm-hmm. You know, what is he doing? He's just mumbling sounds. That's it. I'm charging a buck for it. But, you know, I mean, there's shit that comes out of me in the bathroom that I always wonder, you know, one of the big things I always stop is because I think you guys can hear me out
have the mic on or something.
You know, huh?
If we had the mic on, you think?
No, I just think that you guys can hear me
here.
Never. Really?
Yeah.
Because then I stop and I'll just downtone it, you know? Sometimes I forget where I am. I'm out in Sedona. It's a mountain gym, you know? So. But the tonatures, you know, they're very shamanic. They're very true. But all of the shamans sound very similar if you go all everywhere in the world. It's because there's a certain state of mind, you know, that they're coming from. And I always say it's the sounds that the Matrix has no sound for. Do you understand?
Yeah.
They're the sounds that have words or meaning, and then I can project and teach through that. Do you understand? So, yeah.
You're in really good shape in the cave.
Hell yeah, damn straight. This is the only place I'm fat. It's some fucked up rules here. I told you, some idiot has a really, really fucked up way of playing this game. You know? Did you like how I broke that all day?
That was hilarious.
Thinking about that all day today.
It was really good.
And because, like, you did it really well because you, like, was saying that every time you go to a new game, you want to make it that little bit more harder, right?
Yes,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, eventually you get to the point
yeah,
where
then,
it's like,
yep.
Fuck,
man. You said something like that before,
yeah.
How
yeah.
It evolves too fast, so then they made us dumber, so that we evolve slower. So they...
And do you guys understand the whole speed thing? Because it's very complex to understand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can get it or not.
Because like you were saying with the example of being in the car accident initially,
right?
You're saying your brain speeds up very, very, very fast.
Yes,
so
you,
is
but
still,
you're casual.
Yeah.
You're in there like smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I check out. I go to the next one. I go, oh fuck, we're gonna die. Right? Let's go back. Well, fuck it. I'll live for 200 years. We'll just stay here. Then I'll come back and I'll die. Then it's okay. You know, I can just escape and just live a whole other life on this side. You know.
You can get the vast majority of people to have glimpses of the other side for a while, you know. But it's like you were saying, like that commitment to really 100% is like something that like
the thing that I've really been thinking about a lot that sort of you touched on was that the computer chip, like I sort of think about it in lines of code, right? Like I think about code on the computer and like what a computer game breaks down to, and then thinking of us as that, and like messing with the dimensions and stuff like that, it really just, like you put it in a really good way that other people can understand it as well.
Yeah, because I'm trying to explain to you, this is why gurus say macro, micro.
Yeah.
It don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Distance is irrelevant. We're all fucking inside of a tiny little speck. And somebody might say, well, blah, 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 you know, well, fine, stop. Zoom out of the solar system.
Yeah.
What's it do? Shrinks. Zoom out, shrink. Zoom out, shrink. Zoom out, shrink. Till you get the fucking edge of everything. Zoom out, shrink. What the fuck size is it from a distance? This big of it. Well, you're holding what the fuck you're inside of right now. You know? It's like they just can't go there. The brain, that's why I got to keep educating. And soon enough, you'll build the processing power to get it. You know, everything you see on your computer is happening on the tip of a pin needle. But it seems infinite. It's no different.
That gray stuff you keep talking about is really tripping me out.
What gray stuff?
The tech support.
Like, no,
about.
You keep going in another direction with the teachings. Is he for real, or is he...
I got to find ways that are unorthodox to wake you guys up.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer you get, you got to remember, it's a self-adjusting code.
Yeah.
You guys start to feel mundane about what you're learning. Because it notes you're getting close, so it mundanes it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. I always say, if you can stand outside of yourself, and what I always say in the very beginning, if I'm interested in you, and I really decide I'm going to teach you, and the universe knows you got potential, or whatever, the program knows you got potential, whatever, the dark side is going to react. And the dark side is going to throw a lot of shit your way. Okay? I'm surprised none of you guys have asked me yet the real question about the dark side. How does the dark side fit into all of this? You know, if it's a computer program, and it's set for doing stuff, how is the dark side then really the dark side in the sense of blah, 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 blah.
No.
I can, but that's another argument. That's a whole nother session.
I wondered about that, but I never asked.
Well, I always tell you guys, it's not what you think it is, but it is what you think it is.
What's light is really dark, and what's dark is really light. So
I don't think you guys can handle the
yeah.
truth. You want the truth? I don't think you can handle the truth. The dark side is very real. It's not that it's not. It just doesn't, it's not. Well, I've taught you guys very well how it operates, how it thinks, but if you think about everything that I ever taught you and you apply it towards what I've been saying about reality and everything, and trying to think of it from a computer perspective, from our day and age, because you've got to remember, you couldn't perceive this 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, because we as a civilization couldn't comprehend that, because we don't have things we integrate with. Only a few could. So in 100 years, your whole level of trying to look at this is going to be a whole milestone bigger. Do you understand? So, anyway. So tomorrow I'm going to see if I can try to head out early. I think I'm going to just go up to this Bighorn or Longhorn and go camping up there if you guys want to.